In the service of our father, Elder Sterling W. Sill, Sterling W. Sill, Conference Report, April 1954, pages 118-119, I here have been a number of circumstances that have combined themselves together this morning to produce in my heart great humility, accompanied by a feeling of inadequacy to discharge properly the responsibilities of this appointment. I pray that I might receive the necessary strength to fulfill those obligations. I am grateful for the confidence of the brethren who are responsible for this appointment. I also appreciate very much your sustaining vote. I promise the general authorities of the church, as well as the general church membership, and him whose name the church bears, that I will do the very best I can. Many times I have prayed to my Father in heaven that he would help me to do my work. I hope that I may pray more and more effectively that I may help him to do his work, and by that means express to him the appreciation that I feel for all of the blessings of my life. I am very grateful for my wife and family. I am grateful for my parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, as my great-grandfather marched with the Mormon battalion to assist in the war with Mexico. My great-grandma marched with her little family across the plains to establish herself and her posterity in this valley. The wagon containing her earthly possessions was drawn by a team of oxen. Before reaching her destination, one of the oxen died. My great-grandmother lifted the yoke of the fallen oxen to her own shoulders and continued the march. I pray that I may draw from her strength and determination. I appreciate the great opportunity of being a part of this church, both for what it has meant to me in the past, and for what it will mean in the future. The real worth of a man is not in himself alone, but in what he stands for. It is an inspiring thing to me that the most humble of us may stand for the most important things. Joseph Smith was great because of what he stood for. When Joseph Smith arose from his knees, after his first vision, and walked across the fields to his father's house, and went into the kitchen where his mother was working, and leaning against the fireplace for support, said in substance, "Mother, I have seen God." At that instant he did not know a bit more surely than I know or than you know that it is right to be honest, that it is right to be virtuous, and that all the other principles for which this church stands are right. It is right to spend our strength in the service of our Father in heaven to help to bring about his purposes. The great psychologist, William James, said that the greatest use of life is to spend it for something that outlasts it. In a Sunday school class which I visited recently, I heard a Sunday school teacher recount that thrilling story of creation, that God created man in his own image, and I found myself wishing that I might have been there to have witnessed this great beginning, and then it occurred to me, as it has occurred many times since, that the creation of man is not something that was finished and done within the Garden of Eden. The creation of man is still going on, and in a very real sense each of us is a creator, that is, the attitudes, the enthusiasms, the faith, the determination to serve God, that are so important to our eternal exaltation, are being currently within us and in others. It is more important to build a great character than to build a great skyscraper. We know that the worth of souls is great, but mostly we are not great for what we are. We are greater what we may become, and it is my hope and prayer in my own behalf that I may develop those qualities that will enable me to accomplish the duties of this assignment as is expected of me by my Father in heaven and those who preside over me in the church. May the blessings of our Father in heaven be with us that we may understand our opportunities. I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.